time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
By now, you have heard the haunting story. Just a day before Halloween, Scott Stevens was surfing at a place called Bunkers, a few hundred yards up from the North Jetty on the Samoa Peninsula. Scott was suddenly attacked by a great white shark. The shark took a bite out of his surfboard and bit into Scott's side. Scott punched the monstrous fish till it let him go, then paddled in, bleeding profusely and in shock. He was aided by some surfers on the beach who heard his cry for help. One good Samaritan stopped Scott's bleeding by applying direct body pressure. They transported him to the paramedics in timely fashion, saving Scott's life. The many surfers of Humboldt County are pleased to hear about Scott's survival and recovery. A recent picture on the front page of the Times Standard shows a bare-chested Scott with stitches and staples pulling together his many lacerations. But the good Samaritan story goes on. Almost as heartening as Scott's survival is the story of the local surfers who continue to help Scott through the Surfrider Foundation. Not only did local surfers save his life, the Humboldt Surfrider Foundation recently raised over $1,000 to offset Mr. Stevens' medical expenses. They even bought him a new wetsuit. Well, we won't ask Scott's mom what she thinks about the new wetsuit. Like most moms, she'd rather not have Scott enter the ocean. Ever again. Ever. It took me a few days after hearing of Scott's ordeal in the nearby Pacific Ocean to get back into the water myself. Is it worth it to paddle out where sharks are possibly going to take a bite? No one can answer that except each individual surfer. From the look of things, there are a lot of surfers in the water after October 30th, 31st, and so on who think it's worth it. I guess I have to count myself as one of them. We live in a risk-averse culture where life is getting increasingly boring for most people. Risk-taking is something that's part of the human experience because those afraid to risk might also be afraid to live as well as die. I look forward to seeing Scott out at Bunkers or the Jetty in a few months. I'm also comforted to know that surfers on the North Coast are a breed apart. In most areas, the crowds are so thick, there's little or no friendship lost between surfers. It is comforting to know that if the next victim is me, there's likely to be someone nearby who is willing to render assistance. That kind of help demonstrates the spirit of the North Coast at its best. There's a lot of talk today about near-death experiences. A close brush with death can lend a perspective on life that injects life with meaning and purpose. It sounds to me like this was the case with Scott, who says, "I'm so happy to be here and be alive right now. If I can give other people a little bit of joy or a little bit of happiness, I think that's what I'm meant to do." Well spoken, Scott. And I think, shark bite or not, that is what we are all meant to do. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.